welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Greene County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today from the Greene County ISU Extension Office is our 4-H and Youth Coordinator, Kayla Hyatt, joining us again. So thank you very much, Kayla, for being on.
Thanks for having me today.
You bet. Well, first of all, I know you got quite a busy week in store this week, as a matter of fact, and we'll start things off talking about your second annual STEAM Camps.
Yes, we kicked off our STEAM camps yesterday with robotics. Had a good day with a lot of programming, so we're very excited to continue through the month of June. CSI camp starts next Monday, June 19th, and photography and kids in the kitchen start the following week, June 26th. There's still room available. If anybody is interested, please call the extension office.
Now, is there a cost to enter any one of these classes, and where do they take place?
These courses are free for any youth ages 5th to 8th grade, and all of the classes are at the high school.
And then, of course, the fun doesn't stop there, as you've got a really busy day coming up on Thursday this week. Can you tell us about, first of all, a kind of a unique opportunity for people to get involved with?
Yes, we're very excited to host a DIY garden vase class with Bonnie Silbaugh at Fudge's Flowers on Thursday, June 15th from 6 to 7:30. Join Bonnie to create a display that's uniquely you. Bring your vase or other container, flowers from your garden, and greenery for a fun evening. You can be as creative as you want. It is $10 per person, and we are limited to 10 participants. To register, please call the extension office at 515-386-2138 for availability.
We continue with even more programming. One of them is actually kind of a unique opportunity once again in the fact that it's an ag coffee during the actual farming and crop time of the year.
Join us for coffee and conversation. This week's ag coffee is potential uses of drones in agriculture. We have an extension agriculture engineer expert from Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Stop in at Greene County Extension on Friday, June 16th from 9:30 to 11 a.m. for coffee, donuts, and an informal discussion. No reservation needed. And we would like to thank our sponsor for our ag coffees once again is Home State Bank.
All right. And then we're moving off from ag coffee into an event that will kind of round out your busy week here at Extension. And that it is a program with your Kids with a Connection mentoring program. And it's a kind of a fun idea for kids to get involved with this weekend.
Yes. Fun in the Park is Saturday, June 17th, and is presented by Kids with a Connection mentoring program through Greene County Extension. We will begin our day at 9 a.m. with muffins and juice. From 9:30 to 11:30, we will have games with our special guests, which is ISU Cyclone and Greene County High School Ram football players. And then we will have our picnic lunch at 11:30. Free for kids in kindergarten to 5th grade, and it's located at Kelso Park here in Jefferson. You must pre-register by calling Greene County Extension at 515-386-2138.
All right, and now we get into some other types of programming that is coming up later this month. We've got actually a kind of a family financial type program coming up.
Your Money, Your Future is Make Your Money Work for You. Oh, this is a class that is offered two Wednesdays, Wednesday, June 21st and June 28th, located here at the Greene County Extension office. Time is 5:30 to 7 p.m., and our teacher is Carol Ehlers, who is our ISU Families Finance Specialist. To register, please call the Extension office and ask for Sue Richardson. Some things that you'll be able to do in this class is get more for your money, save money for your financial goals, have money available for emergencies, and develop a plan for savings and spendings.
All right. Now we go off into 4-H and County Fair information because we are just about a month away from this year's Greene County Fair. So give us some fun little tidbit and updates that people need to keep in mind as we get prepared for our fair.
Yes, fair is right around the corner. Just a reminder to all 4-H'ers that this Thursday, June 15th, is the deadline for fair livestock entry. If you register after June 15th to June 30th, there is a $25 late fee per family. So be sure to get in as soon as possible to get your entries in for this year's Greene County Fair. Also coming up are our final meetings before the fair. A reminder to the Birds and Bunnies Club that your final meeting is June 24th at 9 a.m. at the fairgrounds. Make sure to bring your bird and or Bunny out to the fairgrounds to do some practicing before the fair. Cattle Kids last meeting will be June 25th at Tanner Lawton's farm at 2 o'clock. For an address, please call the extension office. This is a mandatory meeting for all Cattle Kids to attend before the fair to do some practicing as well. For our 4-H'ers, there is a beef project meeting on June 25th, also at Tanner Lawton's farm at 2 o'clock to help our cattle kids out. And if you cannot attend that one, you must attend the final beef project meeting on July 9th when we set up for the fair. So please contact the extension office if you have any questions for that. Rabbit and poultry exhibitors, remember to, if you haven't already done so, to have your rabbits tattooed and your poultry pilorum testing done on June 24th as well from 10 to 11 a.m. at the fairgrounds. This will be the last option to get your pilorum testing and rabbit tattooing done for this year's fair. And also for our horse exhibitors, remember that this evening, we have a open riding class from 6 to 7:30 out at the fairgrounds. And tomorrow, we have a halter class from 6 to 8 o'clock out in the arena. So be sure to make your 3 outdoor meetings for this year's county fair.
All right, that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. From the Green County ICU Extension Office is our 4-H and Youth Coordinator, Kayla Hyatt, joining us once again. So thank you very much, Kayla, for being on.
Thank you again, Coltrane.
Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more local news and information coming up right after this here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.